And one day, he said to me, he said, whenever there's other people in our katas together, it's a very different mood. I said, well, when it's just the two of us, we're simply talking about Vrindavan and Radha and Krishna. But whenever your God brothers or God sisters come, you go into a preaching mode out of your compassion for them. And he said, I'm at the very end of my life. How much can I extend myself? Don't you think the very end of my life I should totally absorb myself internally in Prabhupada and Radha and Krishna's leelas? I said, Maharaj, what you could do is just meet these people at another time, and then you don't have to enlighten them the way you do. They'll be happy just having your pranams. He said, let me think about it. He said, I want to absorb myself internally. Krishna is calling me. Prabhupada is calling me for this. The next Sunday lecture, I was quite astounded by what he spoke. He announced to all the devotees all over the world, because whatever he spoke by internet was going throughout the planet. He said this was going to be his last lecture. He was entering Nirjan Bhajan, which means secluded internal life of Bhajan. He said, I will not meet anyone anymore. No one will see me except my direct caretakers. I will no longer take any more phone calls. I will no longer look at or answer any more emails. He said, please know I've given my heart, my life, my soul to you. But this is the calling that I have. And he did that. From that day on, our Harikathas together became deeper and deeper and deeper. More sweet. And our relationship became so much more intimate. I learned so many beautiful lessons that yes, real love, the only real love in this world is when devotees with unconditional service attitude share Krishna with each other. There is nothing sweeter, there is nothing deeper, there is nothing more satisfying to the heart than that. Machchita madgata prana bodhyanta parasparam katyantaschamam nityam tushyanti charamanticha. The thoughts of my devotees always dwell in me. They are surrendered to me. My devotees derive great satisfaction and bliss enlightening one another and conversing about me. That's what Chaitanya Charitamrita is about. Lord Chaitanya and his associates would discuss Krishna for 5 to 7 days at a time. Prabhupada gave us a mission with so much wonderful service. He's given us sadhana, deity worship, and all these other things. But we cannot neglect to develop deep relationships with one another, conversing about Krishna, speaking about Krishna. Our talks together were pure Vrindavan katha, but sometimes intertwined with all of it was always remembrances of Srila Prabhupada. And sometimes Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj would very intimately tell me different realizations he's had in his past throughout his life. It was very sweet. I can honestly tell you all, that the most intimate, most loving, most pure relationship I've ever had with another human being, besides my relation with Prabhupada, was during those last 7.5 weeks with Bhakti Tirtha Swami. The love, the affection, the respect, the gratitude that grew between us, words cannot explain. But that's what Prabhupada is giving us. When Srila Prabhupada tells that he's giving us the association of devotees, this is really what it means. The gift that Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj bestowed upon me, I am eternally grateful to him for that. His causeless mercy upon this very fallen soul. So he entered his Nirjan Bhajan and totally cut himself off from the world. Day and night, either discussing Krishna, hearing readings of Krishna, or hearing tapes. One of his favorite tapes that he played for a couple months were the CDs of the Vrindavan Yatra. He really much appreciated that. He cut himself off, except from his immediate caretakers, except from one person. One of his oldest, dearest, most intimate friends and godbrothers, Satsvarup Das Goswami Maharaj. Because Satsvarup Maharaj was the first devotee that Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj worked under as his secretary. And he never forgot that. And another thing is this, that Satsvarup Goswami Maharaj is also in quite a physically ill condition for many years. So he and Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, through visits and through telephone, really bonded in sharing their realizations, their experiences, encouraging and inspiring each other, and most of all, just sharing their love for Prabhupada and Krishna together. Yes, this was one of the most sacred and beautiful relationships I have seen. And Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj would often tell me in confidence about his beautiful, loving discussions with Satsvarup Goswami Maharaj. They would speak on the phone very often. In New York City was Rath Yatra. Devotees from all over America and even people from all over the world to come for Jagannath Rath Yatra. And every year, one of the most sensational experiences of Jagannath Rath Yatra is Bhakti Tirtha Swami's kirtan. Every year in front of Jagannath's chariot, he would have his drum and microphone and he would lead kirtan and lead dancing, and hundreds of devotees would just be wild with happiness as Jagannath would smile. This was the first year in so long that Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj could not come to Rath Yatra. In fact, I was supposed to go and come back, but just the day before Rath Yatra, he had a health crisis, and the doctor felt that he would probably leave his body within 1 to 2 days. So I stayed back. Maharaj could not go to Rath Yatra, and he didn't leave his body either. How Krishna just kept him going was something extraordinary. But I'll tell you something more extraordinary. Are you still awake out there? This is the longest Sunday feast lecture in the history of Radha Gopinath Thakur. but it's the largest crowd also. After Jagannath Rath Yatra in New York City, the deities of Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra appeared, I believe it was a dream, to their head pujari and said that we want to go to Gita Nagari to see Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. So what could the pujari do? He put large, beautiful deities of Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra in the back of a little van and drove about 5 hours to Gita Nagari. We got a phone call that Baladev, Subhadra, Jagannath want to see Bhakti Tirtha Swami because he didn't come to them. They're coming to him. We'll be there later today. And they arrived right on time, right to the house Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj was staying. They pulled up in the driveway and they opened the doors of the van to face out to the front door of the house. And all devotees from Gita Nagari came from all directions in the parking lot driveway. And Bhakti Tirtha Swami was lifted up from his bed, put on his wheelchair, and then carried outside the steps and brought right before Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra Mai. It was a beautiful scene. Even though he was really at very advanced stages, he led an incredibly beautiful kirtan and gave a talk. He remembered that time he went to see Jagannath in Puri and Jagannath allowed him in. He was experiencing such affection for the mercy of Lord Jagannath in his life. It thrilled the hearts of all the Vaishnavas. It reminded me of Lord Chaitanya and Haridas Thakur. Lord Haridas Thakur could not go in to see Jagannath, so Jagannath would come out every day to see Haridas Thakur. But in those days, Lord Chaitanya just walked about 5-10 minutes to Siddha Bakula. But in this case, Jagannath came out and drove about 5 hours in a van to see his devotee. Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj Ki. One day I got a phone call from a very wonderful devotee. Her name is Jyoti. She called from New Jersey and she said, "Your Brijabasi friends from Barsana are coming to America. Panditji, Narasingha Baba, Madan Mohan, Giridhar Lal, they contacted me, they really want to meet you." I said, "Well, I really would love to meet them, but I have to stay with Bhakti Tirtha Swami. I don't know what I can do. I cannot leave him now because he appears to be very close to his departure. I cannot leave him." About 3 days later, I get a phone call from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, which is 45 minutes from Gita Nagari, the closest town to Gita Nagari. It was Panditji from Barsana, the prominent disciples of Ramesh Baba from Manmandir. Every year they go to America for about 3 months to do Bhagavad Kathas and Kirtans to raise funds for restoring the holy place in Braj Bhumi. This was according to the schedule. at that particular time, they were doing Bhagavad Katha in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, which was right of all places in America. So they asked if I would come to meet with them. I said, I'll come. And then I asked Maharaj, because he was a Nirjan Bhajan. He wasn't meeting anyone except his immediate caretakers. I said, Maharaj, would you like to meet these Brijabasis? I said, they do beautiful Brijabasi kirtans. I really think you'll be really happy. And he just became ecstatic. He said, yes, will they come? Beg them, please, will they come? Will they come? I said, I'll ask them. He was so excited. So I called him and I said, my dearest friend, he's on the verge of dying. He would be so happy if you came to do kirtan for him. They said, well, if it is your wish, we will come. I said, please. But you have to come to us first. I said, yes. So I drove to Harrisburg, and there was a kirtan, and there was a katha, and then there was prasad at somebody else's house. And I said, no, let us go. So we went in my van, and we drove together and discussed Krishna all the way. And then when we arrived, we went into the room. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, according to the doctors, they felt that he would leave either that day or the next. And they came in the room, and Maharaj was so thrilled and asked them if they would chant. And Madan Mohan, Brijbasi, began singing so sweet, the glories of Srimati Radharani. And as soon as he started to chant, Maharaj went into hysterical, ecstatic weeping. Gopal, you were there? Have you ever seen him in that condition? He was wailing. Tears were pouring from his eyes. And he was literally, ah, ah. He was uncontrollably just wailing, crying intensely, continuously for about a half hour. As long as Madan Mohan was singing, he just was in ecstasy. It was so beautiful. Then Narasingha Baba sang, and when Madan Mohan was singing, Narasingha Baba was playing flute and Giridhara was playing the dolak. Yes? It was so beautiful. Maharaj was just beside himself, tasting the sweetness of Braj Ras. Yes? You were playing kartals. That was a beautiful moment. And Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, they sang for about an hour. About an hour they sang, and Maharaj was just profusely thanking them. He was so grateful. And his realization was, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, although he decided to leave his body in Gita Nagari, Vrindavan had come, Barsana Dham had come to Gita Nagari to shower him with Radharani's mercy through the most pure-hearted, wonderful Brijbasis. One day, he was very sick. It appeared he could leave that day very easily. It was a holy day. According to the Vaishnav calendar, it was Snanyatra and also the disappearance day of Mukunda Dutt. I was alone in the room with Maharaj. I came to see him in the morning. And I told him, Maharaj, today is a very, very auspicious day. He said, please tell me. I said, today is the disappearance day of Mukunda Dutt. That is the younger brother of Vasudev Dutt. As soon as I said the name Vasudev Dutt, Maharaj uncontrollably was weeping. Uncontrollably weeping. I was holding his hand. With his hand, he took my head and pressed my head against his heart and kept it there, pressing very hard against his heart. And he was so much in spiritual emotion, the only words he could say was, Vasudev Dutt, Vasudev Dutt. He said, thank you. You've reminded me of Vasudev Dutt. He said, from the first time I ever heard the story of Vasudev Dutt, he became my hero. He became my role model. I tried to model my life around his compassion. It was Vasudev Dutt that approached Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and offered a prayer. He said, I have one exclusive desire that is in my heart for a very long time. I beg you to fulfill this desire. When I see the fallen souls in this universe suffering due to forgetfulness of you, my heart breaks. Please grant me this benediction. Let all the karma, let all the sins of all living entities throughout the universe fall on my head, and let me suffer hellish conditions perpetually and give everyone liberation. That is my appeal to you. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard Vasudev Dutt's prayer, he began to cry profusely. His limbs trembled. He could not even speak. Finally, after great difficulty, he spoke to Vasudev Dutt. He said, this is not astonishing that you are saying these words, because you are the incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. Because of Vasudev Dutt's compassion and willingness to sacrifice his life for the living beings, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am only Vasudev Dutt's man. I am his property. I have sold my life to Vasudev Dutt, and anyone he wants to sell me to, I am sold, because I am only his man. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorified Vasudev Dutt, it was as if he had 1,000 mouths. Because that is the Lord's mission for coming to this world, is to show compassion to all of his fallen children. Bhakti Tirtha Swami, his whole life, had such compassion and feelings for the welfare of others. When he came into contact with Srila Prabhupada, he understood, now I have the greatest thing, the greatest gift, the greatest benediction to dedicate my life to giving others. And when he heard the story of Vasudev Dutt, who's the pinnacle of selfless compassion, he was like the role model for Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. That day when I just mentioned the name Vasudev Dutt, he began to cry. He pushed my head against his heart repeatedly saying, Vasudev Dutt, Vasudev Dutt, Vasudev Dutt. Thank you, Maharaj. You have reminded me of Vasudev Dutt. Thank you. After that experience, he called his devotees and told them to do kirtan, because he felt he was going to leave his body that day. For about an hour or so, devotees did kirtan. Beautiful, wonderful kirtans. And then he looked at the devotees and stopped the kirtan, and very humble, He said, today is an auspicious day, most auspicious day, because it is connected to Vasudev Dutt. I really thought I would leave my body today, but Krishna has kept me here, so you could all go back to your services now. Something wonderful happened. Just at about that time, some devotees came from Dallas. Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, one time years ago, he was walking down Juhu Beach, and in the sand, he found a very small golden deity of Krishna. And he had a murtiwala polish him, and the murtiwala said he was pure gold. And then he wasn't pure gold. The murtiwala said that this deity is at least 500 years old. And the queen of Jaipur heard about him finding this, and she made a Radharani deity out of pure gold for Krishna. And this became like an Ishtadev for Kamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. He traveled all over the world, always carrying these little deities. And when Prabhupada called him back home, back to Godhead, he kept the deities in the care of some of his devotees. And those deities were in Dallas. Another mystical thing happened. The head pujari of the Dallas temple and the caretaker of those deities, Padaduli Devi, who's one of Tamal Krishna Goswami's loving disciples, she had a dream where Tamal Krishna Goswami appeared to her and said, give the darshan of these deities to Bhakti Tirtha Swami. Now Dallas is about over 2,000 miles away. They came all the way from Dallas to Gita Nagari to give Maharaj the darshan of the deities. And next to the deities was a beautiful picture of Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. Maharaj said, he came into the room, all the devotees assembled in his little living room, and there was a darshan for the deities. And afterward, Maharaj said to me, he said, I had said that I cannot leave till Tamal Krishna Maharaj comes to give me darshan. He has come today, so now I can go. One day, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, just very close to his departure, he wanted to take a walk. And he told his caretakers, pick me up, I want to walk. He was sitting on a chair then. They said, Guru Maharaj, you cannot walk. He said, but I want to try. I said, Guru Maharaj, you only have one leg, and the other leg has tumors in the knee. You can't put any pressure on it. You can't walk. Maharaj said, but I want to walk. Let me try to walk. And they didn't know what to do. And I happened to be at the room at that time. Now, he had one particular little wheelchair that didn't have a back. It had a high little seat, and his legs hung down. And I said, "Why? Maybe we could put him on that, because that's the closest thing to walking we can do." So they put him on that. And Maharaj said, I want to walk. And I said, Maharaj, would you like to do Govardhan Parikrama? He said, yes. We will do Govardhan Parikrama, because one of his most faithful, dedicated, beloved disciples is Braja Leela Mataji and her incredible husband Ekavir. They were the main caretakers for him for 9 continuous months. Now Ekavir Prabhu and Braja Leela Prabhu, they have a beautiful Govardhan Shila that they worship. And they kept that Govardhan Shila in Bhakti Tirtha Maharaja's room. So I said, we can bring the Shila to the living room, put him on a table, make a nice decorated altar for him, and then we'll do parikrama around him, because one Shila is equal to Govardhan Hill. That's what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that's what Krishna told Sanatana Goswami when he was very ill and he could not do full parikrama. Do one Shila and it's full benefit of parikrama of Govardhan. So Maharaj was so happy. I said, should we do, Maharaj, Govardhan parikrama? And he was very internal that day. He was not speaking anything to anyone, hardly, but he just looked at me very serious and grave, and he said, yes. So we had Govardhan set up and Tulsi Devi next to him, and then we brought him out on his little wheeler, and soon everybody found out about it, and about a dozen devotees assembled, and we were just having beautiful kirtan. It's all on videotape too, I think. We have beautiful kirtan again and again, around and around and around. Sri Giriraj Maharaj Ki. Maharaj was so happy. It was such an exciting event, having Govardhan Parikrama in Pennsylvania, USA. Some days after this, I got a phone call in the morning. It said, Maharaj is giving, he wants to meet all the devotees and give a talk. Now, this was the first time in a couple weeks that he had any type of public assembly, because he was in his Nirjan Bhajan. Devotees gathered. His voice at that time was so faint, so weak. They had to put a microphone right to his mouth, and even then it was very difficult to hear him. But he was explaining about the intense pain he was undergoing. He was explaining how, because of that intense pain, it was not possible for him to even sleep at night. He went into much detail. Then he described what a great benediction it was. He said, because in my suffering, I could feel so much what other people go through when they suffer. And the more I can feel and understand other people's suffering, the more I can help them and serve them and pray for them. So again, even the most difficult sufferings, he was seeing it as a benediction for Krishna, because it was a facility to deepen and increase his service to others. After that lecture in the morning, he was brought back into his room. His immediate caretakers were there. I was also there. And Maharaj looked at me, very grave. He said, Maharaj, you are coming with me. I am not leaving without you. At the end of his lecture to all the devotees, he concluded by saying, the chariot is coming for me and will soon take me away. Then he looked at me when he came back in the room where he stayed and said, Maharaj, you are coming with me. I am not leaving without you. There are two seats on that chariot, one for me and one for you. He said, I am not leaving this world unless I can take my Maha friend with me. He said, you are coming. And then he turned to his caretakers and said, we should immediately start calling his disciples and followers all over the world and tell them, prepare Radhanath Swami is leaving with Bhakti Tirtha Swami. You have to accept it and you have to adjust to it. Tell them all that Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj is not going to leave without his Maha friend. And I said to Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, Maharaj, you can take me in your heart with you. And he didn't say anything after that. So the rest, time will reveal. But that was a very, very deeply special gesture of affection that he bestowed upon me. One day, just a few days before his departure from this world, Maharaj was hardly able to speak. By that time, the doctor said the cancer had reached the core of his bones, where painkillers can't even reach it hardly. He was in so much pain. His limbs were trembling. But he never cried due to pain. So we were having our Krishna Katha session. On this day, he was sitting on his chair, and I was sitting next to him holding his hand. And I was telling him about Vrindavan. We were discussing beautiful stories from Prabhupada's books, sharing realizations, but he could hardly speak. But I could see he was so intent to hear every word, to absorb himself totally whenever we spoke together. But on this day, because of the pain and because of so many other physical conditions, I could see he was really struggling to hear about Krishna. That was his determination. So I just started to chant the Maha Mantra. I said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Hare. He just looked at me with the most innocent, loving eyes. Just eyes of love for Krishna. And with such childlike devotion, we were chanting the mantra together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. I was just chanting, trying to serve him. But he was tasting the nectar of the holy name. I could see he was savoring the sweet sound of the name. He was absolutely absorbed in the holy name. As we chanted for about a minute, tears pouring from his eyes, making his clothes wet as he was chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then he picked up my hand with his hand and lifted it, and he kissed the back of my hand. First time anyone has ever done that to me in my life. After kissing the back of my hand, he just looked at me with such love of God in his eyes and said, amazing, amazing. And then he just took his head back and smiled. Meanwhile, his limbs were trembling in pain. There was this effulgent, spiritual smile just illuminating his face as he shook his head back and forth saying, "Wonderful! This is wonderful! How wonderful!" And then he looked at me again with all sincerity and said, "Maharaj, it doesn't get any better than this." Then he paused and continued, "But still, it's getting better every day." Who in the world could speak from their heart with such joy in that condition? Only one who is truly tasting the nectar of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Many times during our talks, he expressed to me his very deep love and appreciation for all of you, the devotees of Sri Radha Gopinath Temple. He had such deep respect and appreciation for the different projects, for the spirit of the devotees, and for the example that you are unitedly trying to share with the world. He told me many times he was so proud of Radha Gopinath Temple. And he was especially very proud, very grateful to the devotees at Bhaktivedanta Hospital. He expressed that he considered it was one of the most important, significant projects in all of ISKCON. And wanted me to encourage all of you, please, carry on and take this service with all sincerity. He was showering his innermost heart blessings on all of you. Just 2 days before he departed from this world, he called one of his caretakers and asked them to bring his latest book, Beggar 4, Die Before Dying. They brought it, and he said, "Maharaj, I want to write a message in this book for you." I'm not sure, but it may have been one of the last things that he had written. Can I read to you what he wrote? I'm ashamed to read it, but only at Radha Gopinath Temple could I do such a thing. "My dear brother, His Holiness Radhanath Swami, you have been such a constant sort. My dear brother, His Holiness Radhanath Swami, you have been such a constant source of divine inspiration for me. I remain eternally indebted to you. May we constantly remain locked up in each other's arms. I love you so much, and I am eager to see this love increase each year as we continue serving Srila Prabhupada's mission. With love, Bhakti Tirtha Swami." this beautiful message shows the kindness he manifested upon this most fallen soul. Soon after this, his vital signs were failing. It was inevitable that it was just a matter of hours till he would pass into the loving embrace of Srila Prabhupada. That night, according to his wish, I read to him the Gopi Gita from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto. Between verses, we would chant Maha Mantra for some time. And then about 1 o'clock in the morning, I slept in a van just outside his house for a couple hours. I was also very, very ill at that time. And early morning, his caretakers came and said that he could leave at any moment. So I sat at his bedside, and they contacted devotees from all over the area. And within a couple hours, there were hundreds of devotees from New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., from Detroit, Michigan, from all over Pennsylvania, from New Vrindavan. That whole area of the United States, Krishna kept him living in that body for 8 hours after they made the announcement. So everyone that wanted to come was present. It was a most glorious passing. Hundreds of devotees who all loved him more than they loved their own life, from the core of their hearts, were chanting the holy names to serve him and to express their affection. They kept a beautiful Govardhan Shila on his head. They were holding it on top of his head. Another Govardhan Shila was in his hand. They had beautiful garland of Tulsi from the Panchatattva in Mayapur around his neck. There was another Tulsi Manjari garland from Mayapur, Lord Narasingadev, around his neck. They sprinkled dust from Braj upon his body. The Mahaprasad of Radha Damodar, the worshipable deities of Gita Nagari, were there. His own worshipable deities, Radha Shyam Sundar, that he traveled with, were just at his bedside. They sprinkled in his mouth and sprayed on his body water from the Ganga, water from Radha Kund, water from Shyam Kund, from River Jamuna, from 1,000 holy places. They had a beautiful photo of Srila Prabhupada just before him. In his hands were his sacred japa beads. As the devotees chanted in that most, most wonderful, beautiful, heartfelt, devotional atmosphere, after about 8 hours of such kirtan, His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, Ghanashyam Prabhu, that loving service of Srila Prabhupada, passed into Srila Prabhupada's eternal embrace. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj achieved the eternal loving service at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar. His passing was so graceful so sweet. Just, it was gone. Sangeeta Prabhu, a disciple of Prabhupada, who's a trained nurse, when his heart stopped beating, she announced to the devotees that he had gone back to Godhead. At that time, hundreds of devotees could be heard wailing and screaming and crying in separation from him. One little child, just a small child, was screaming uncontrollably and rolling on the ground. And his father and the other devotees were so worried about him. Son, what's wrong? And he just was beside himself in grief. He said, Maharaj was my best friend. Who will play with me now? No one played with me like Maharaj did. Now I have no one to play with. This was Bhakti Tirtha Swami. He was the friend of everyone. To the children, he was their favorite playmate. To his godbrother's best friend. To his disciples, the most loving guide. He can adapt to whatever situation to conquer people's hearts and fill them with Krishna. After he passed, devotees were simply amazed. His body was radiating with peace, with love, with an unearthly tranquility. He just looked so absolutely satisfied. And no one had to do anything to his body to make it like that. It just was. His intimate caretakers performed abhishek. The sannyas mantras and samadhi mantras were painted upon his body. He was put on a palanquin where all the hundreds of devotees were waiting. There was an aarti performed for him at the steps of his home. Then there was a torch-like procession through the forests of Gita Nagari to the Radha Damodar temple, where he was given aarti. There was aarti to Prabhupada and then him, and then Prabhupada's garlands given to him. Aarti to Radha Damodar and then him, and Radha Damodar's prasad offered to his body. The prayers to the departed Vaishnavas were sung. Hundreds of devotees prayerfully circumambulated him and offered their loving respects. It was one of the most beautiful spiritual experiences to see so many devotees, literally from all over the world, who loved him so dearly, so grateful, offering their respects. To that spiritual warrior, His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. His samadhi will be made in Mayapur beside Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, Sridhar Swami Maharaj, and Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj. Pushpa Samadhi will be at Gita Nagari. It is a great loss to the world. Maharaj taught so much by his example. The Yuga Dharma is the chanting of the holy names. One time during our katha, Maharaj said to me that I'm afraid we have to end a little early because I haven't finished my rounds. It was about 6 o'clock at night. His caretakers told me sometimes because of the medication and the pain and the condition he was in, sometimes it would take him hours and hours, sometimes 5-6 hours to finish his round, sometimes more, because he had to chant his round so attentively. I said to Maharaj, in your condition, you don't have to be in anxiety about finishing your rounds. Prabhupada will understand. And Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj said something that shook my heart. He said, since I took my vow to Srila Prabhupada, I have never one day missed chanting minimum 20 rounds. He said, and I will keep this up till the end of my life. As long as I have any capacity, I must finish my rounds. He said, I gave my word to Srila Prabhupada. It is my love for Srila Prabhupada to keep my word. He has given me so much. He has showered me with infinite mercy. The only way I could reciprocate is by pleasing him. And how can I please him if I do not keep my vow? He said, I have never missed a single round in my life, and I must finish my rounds today. That was his conviction. I was thinking of Raghunath Das Goswami, whose regulative principles were like the lines in stone. Our sincerity is tested when we are in very difficult situations, when things become very hard to do. And Krishna uses his most dear devotees to put them in those most difficult conditions to teach us what is the path of perfection, to follow in the footsteps of the great souls. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, so much of the mission of his life was to make devotees happy so that they could take shelter of the holy name, so they could feel shelter in the association of devotees. And for this reason, he so much emphasized and stressed the development of spiritual communities, exemplary spiritual communities with support systems that would aid and give shelter to people in spite of all difficulties or all situations. Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj told us that he was always the servant of the Vaishnavas in ISKCON. He very much stressed to his disciples during those last days that in his absence, be loyal and faithful to ISKCON. He explained, even though he went through so many difficulties, and even sometimes persecutions, he always remained loyal and faithful to ISKCON because he saw it was Prabhupada's mission. It was Prabhupada's offering to our Guru Parampara. Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj would tell us, that I'm always the servant of all the devotees. And don't think you can get rid of me so easy. You think that because I'm soon going to die that I'm not going to serve you anymore? He said, it's not like that. He said, when I go back to Godhead, my mission will be to make all arrangements to welcome all of you when you come. He said, you can know wherever Prabhupada may take you, I will always be praying for you and always be in your loving service. Before kirtan, I would like to say one more thing about my experience with His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. The wonderful inspiration and dedication of His followers. His personal caretakers, Ekavir Prabhu, Rajalila Prabhu, Dhruva Prabhu Parijata Mataji, Brahma Muhurta Prabhu, Mangalarti Mataji, Gopal Mahajan. These devotees were 24 hours a day for months and months at a months at a time, giving their hearts, their souls, and their very lives to serving their spiritual master. Very difficult service. To see the person you love more than anyone in the whole creation in such a condition is heartbreaking. And simultaneously to take the responsibility for each and every one of his needs. Because from a physical point of view, Maharaj was helpless. But with grateful and pure hearts, they were always there for him. And at the same time, despite so much pressure, internally and externally, they were the most profoundly gracious, enthusiastic hosts and hostesses for every guest that may have came. I would like to thank them, to offer my deepest gratitude. Because just as their Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, set such an illustrious example of dedicating his life and his spirit of compassion to all living beings in complete dedication to Sri Guru and Gauranga, they were showing by their example to the whole world a very, very high state of following in the footsteps of the great souls and being the servant of the servant of the servant. Thankless service from a physical point of view. Sometimes they would not sleep for days, but with so much care, with so much dedication. Perhaps someday they will listen to the recording of this lecture. It is my humble request that they could hear the appreciation of all of you by your enthusiastic chanting of Hari Bol. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Gaur Premanandi. I'm sorry if I went slightly over time. Would you like to escape and take prasad, or should we have some kirtan? Actually, aarti is going on, so we can have... You all know how Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj loved enthusiastic chanting and dancing. In his honor, let us have a very, very enthusiastic devotional kirtan of the holy names.